Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for blessing us and waking us up for a new day we'd never seen before. We give you praise, God, before. We give you praise for the Father, our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. He has blessed us with all kinds of spiritual blessings. We thank God for our two amazing co-founders, Dr. Nestor Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Lord Jesus, we thank you for their vision for this master call. We thank them. Thank you. Thank you for all the prayer warriors, artists like family, customers, guests for joining us this morning here on the master call and thought it would not bother you. We thank you again for Dr. Vanessa Wilson for serenading, wishing us in this morning. Hallelujah. Holds and we walk with you. God is good. We pray, God, for the Diaz de Leon family for sharing artist life with everyone. We pray for the sick, the shut-in, the nursing home. Go by and touch them this morning. They need you, Lord. Pray for the bereavement family this morning. Comfort them like you never comforted before. Be a blessing to someone today. Give them a smile. Give them a call. In Jesus' name we pray. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning, Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away, Minister.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the love of the Lord in your heart. And I'm telling you, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, for allowing God to use you this morning as we went into worship at Jesus' feet this morning. God bless you. God bless you. Good morning, TMC family. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our telecommunication sanctuary. This is Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I, along with Minister Cynthia Cox, say welcome to the Master's Call. And let me share a little bit about what this call is all about. It started back in October 2010. Yes, we are in our ninth year season, and we're so thankful and blessed as we are concluding our 10-day fast, giving God praise for what he has done, what he is doing, and what he's about to do. And our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started this call by saying yes to the Master. Standing on the Word of God, the Psalm 88:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we do have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, our theme is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. Hallelujah. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, we'll be so happy and joyful to God for you joining with us. And you can greet as Minister Cynthia did so graciously. You can host, which is what I'm doing, and then you can have a word that God has placed in your belly. We definitely want to hear it. Send some information to us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, what got us all together is this awesome health and wellness company called Artists International. It's a company that has been established over 30 years by the Diaz de Leon family, and we're so grateful to God that this company is still going strong under Artist Life with the best health and wellness products on this side of heaven. Now get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll share more with you, and I tell you even more. You can hear the testimonies about these products on the call that's coming on right after this call. It's called the New Morning Motivational Call, and it's going to be held, again, at 7:30 Central Time, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294-617#. That's Testimonial Thursday with our dynamic minister, manager, Dee Lee Hostin. You may need a bypass in case you have a company, rather you're with a company that tries to charge you. That bypass number is 716-293-9707. That's 716-293-9707. And one other special announcement we want to share is that our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, with her ministry, Gathering of the Eagles Ministry, is having an ordination service on October 26th. That's on a Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Mount Corinth Missionary Baptist Church, 806 7th Street. That's 806 7th Street in Hempstead, Texas, 77445, and where Dr. Clarence Talley Sr. is the pastor. The candidates for ordination are as prophets will be Pastor Lisa Lampkin and our very own minister, Kai Brown. We're so excited for them, and we know that this is going to be a blessed time in the Lord. So come and share and give God praise for these two precious women of God. We're so thankful for them. And one other thing is that Artist Life is getting ready to prepare for a trip for Cancun. So you might want to get on that call as well to get more information about the trip to Cancun. I'm getting out of the way because we have an awesome woman of God. I'm telling you, every time she comes, we're so thankful to God for what he's doing in her life at this particular time, because he is what I want to say, showing out in her. Glory to God. This woman of God came to us just a few days before and say, the Lord says for us to go on another 10-day fast because he's ready to do some powerful and mighty things. Today is concluding our day of fasting, and I'm so excited for what he's already done. But I'm going to introduce you to this woman of God who is a native of Monticello, Mississippi. She is a woman of God who stood on the word of God. She has served for our country as an Army chaplain. She has ventured all over the world as well as around the country. She has ministered to many as she has encountered, and God has used her tremendously. She travels from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the North to the South. She is a woman who stands on God's word and believe God's word, trust in God's word, and I'm telling you what, she is activated in God's word. She is a mother of two and a grandmother of five. I introduce to some, present to others, our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K., I want to say Pecola, P.K. Roberts Patton. God bless you, woman of God. Are you there?
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Am I here? I am here. God bless you, bless you, bless you. I am so thankful, Minister Brenda, for you and for the TMC family. I'm a transparent, just as transparent as I could be. I'm here in Mississippi, everybody, and my Brown just knocked on the door and said, Pastor, ain't you supposed to preach this morning? I said, what? I woke up and went back to sleep. I was just so excited about what we were going to do today and what the Lord had given me for you today, just up most of the night. But I do give God the glory for being here. Yes, yes, yes. I thank God for each and every one of you and for what God is doing in my life. And I'm excited about what I'm hearing that he is doing in yours as well. As we are getting ready to hear what thus said the Lord, I want you all to just take a moment and reflect on the past 10 days. Because this is the ending. Listen to what I just said, 10 days, right? This is the ending of our 10-day fast. But do you all know that we're ending 10 years? Do you all know we're ending a decade? That we are coming to the end of a decade, getting ready to step over into another decade. And I'm telling you, when the Lord awoke me and said, you are stepping into another decade. You are in the last quarter of this decade. I want you to stay focused and get everything that the devil has come and stolen from you. He must bring it back seven times over. What are you going to do with it? Are you ready for it? Get yourself in position so that you can receive everything that the locust and the cankerworm has eaten away. Are you ready? Hey, glory to God. Thank you. Are you positioned? What are you going to do with it? And I said, wow, what are you saying, God? He went on last week, well, before 2 weeks ago, and he says, I want you to surrender all. So I was around here singing, I surrender all. And yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes to your will, yes to your way. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. And when you say yes to God, you will be put in a position, I promise you, that something will surface that you have said no to. And I'm here to tell you, you will have to ask yourself the question, am I ready to say yes? I'm ready to say yes. I'm asking you that. Are you ready to say yes? And so then while we were doing that, we were in Luke, the 19th chapter, talking about surrender. Luke, the 19th chapter, deals with Zacchaeus up in the tree. And Jesus come right below his tree and looks up and says, he didn't even say to Jesus, look up. He just said, come on down out of the tree. Zac, come down, come down. And there, that is where we preached on surrender. Surrendering all to God, because Zacchaeus had to surrender everything he had. And then the Jewish law then was that if you owed anybody anything, you had to not only pay them back what you owed them, but you had to go back and deal with that a little bit more. You had to give them, he had to pay back four times. And he had to pay back two times what he was supposed to, but he wanted to do it so right, he said, I'll give him back four times. All right. You also then last week, Monday, I asked you, how can we walk together unless we agree? And it wasn't about me walking with you, TMC family. It wasn't about me walking with my sister, Vanessa. And I thank God for her this morning. I just love, love, love her. So looking forward to hugging her neck. It wasn't about that at all. It was about agreeing to walk with God, us agreeing to walk together, putting our faith down on the floor, asking God, what is it, Lord? What is it that you would have me to do? What is it, God? Oh, God. Oh, God, help me to see and know what it is that you would have me to do. And then, my God, I was happy about that. He says, because when you see what it is, I want to know if you can agree with me as we walk into your destiny, because I'm going to ask you to do some big things. You've been asking me for some big things. Now you're going to have to walk it out to get to those big things. You're going to take some big steps. Somewhere along this journey, you're going to have to run. You're going to have to shout it out. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Because fear will come, and you're just going to praise me through that fear with faith, knowing that what I have for you is worth you shouting it out, getting to it, through it, because you're agreeing with me that you're supposed to have it. Glory to God. And so then, you all know I don't normally preach on Tuesday, but I'm so excited about preaching today, because God says to me, I want you to go back to the tree. I still have some folk up in that tree. I said, what you talking about, God? He said, some folk are still up in the tree. I want you to tell them. I said, come on out of the tree. Come down out of that tree. What you talking about, Daddy? The tree of comfortability. They up in the tree looking around because it's safe up in the tree, they think. They are comfortable up there. They think they are in control of things up in the tree on the limb. They are up in the tree thinking that they have it all together. And some of them know that they don't have it together. They're up in the tree. They're scared to death to come down because they see all the people down there and they wonder what they're going to do when they get down there with the people for one reason or another. And they know what it is. They still up in the tree. They can't walk because they're in the tree. You can't walk in the tree. They're up in the tree. I said, oh, God, please, what are you saying? I'm saying go back and say surrender and come down out of that tree. Surrender and come down out of the tree. Say yes and come down out of the tree. That was on yesterday, straight from the oven of God. Come out of that tree. Come on down. Come on down, said the Lord. Come on down out of the tree. I said, oh, God, so used to the position that you're in. You've gotten your branch, and you've just decided that this branch here is going to just hold me and rock me steady. But the wind has come, and you've held on to that branch, so I've tried to shake you, but now listen to me. Come down out of the tree. I said, oh, Lord, come on down. Come on down. Because when you come down, then we can run. We can walk together. We can run into your place of wealth. When you come on down out of the tree, I want you to understand that then we too can agree to walk together for real and do the things that I have for you to do. What do I have to do to get out of the tree? Just say yes. It's just that easy. Yes to my will. And once you say yes, hiya, how do you know, PK? Because once I said yes, God brought some things back to my memory. One thing that he brought back, and I'm just going to tell you about this one, and you can sit down, my dear sister, Dr. Vanessa, lie down one, because this one is a hard one. It was tough for me. I've been working with it 2 days. When David died in 2011, you all know how long ago that's been. Ha, 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 ha. I've been working this thing through this decade and loving how it sounded. Dr. PK, would you ever consider pastoring again? No, honey. I bought that T-shirt. I wore it for 25 years. Got mighty tight. I took it off. I didn't just sell it. I gave it away. Who am I to say, God, I had to repent on yesterday, turn my face down to the wall. God would reveal to you those things which have prevented you from going forth that you thought you had completed, that you thought was out of your life. But somebody should have stopped me, shook me, and said, baby girl, listen, When God gives you a gift, when God has a call on your life, who are you to say, I'm not pastoring anybody else? You've been pastoring all along over these 10 years, off and on, nut, didn't even know it. I went to visit my 92-year-old aunt yesterday. She had pain in her knees and her legs. She didn't come to church last Sunday. Neither did she come to Wednesday night Bible study. And I knew that something was badly wrong for her not to come to church at all. So I went down and worked on her knees and prayed with her and worked on her legs. And as I was getting ready to go, God says, that's what pastors do. Think about the number of times you've done that through these past 10 years and you walking around here talking about you are not going to pastor anymore. You wore that T-shirt with your arrogant little self. I just let you go because I love you so much. God has allowed us to go and do things and say things that really slaps him in the face because he has blessed us in so many areas. Get up and fast with me. I don't fast. I already fasted. I fasted to get to where I am. I done fasted enough in my life. I don't fast, honey. I really got to eat because my head hurts when I fast. I don't fast. Who are you to say you aren't going to do this or that in the temple that God has given you, blessed you with? God gave you this temple. This body doesn't belong to you. Nothing you have belong to you. Everything you have belong to God. We need to stop with our little spoil, arrogant. Oh my God, forgive me. We need to be crying out, self, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. Help me, Lord, to do whatever it is. Yes, Lord, I surrender. Yes, I'm coming out of this tree, Lord. Hallelujah, I've been in it too long. Glory to God. Whoo, glory. When I got down, I realized, oh, Lord, this feel good down on this ground. I didn't know that it felt so good. Time I said, yes, Lord, whatever you want me to do. I don't care what it is. Pastor, even don't call me a teacher. Good God of mercy, I've been preaching and pastoring 25 years. Who do you, don't you understand that a teacher is a part of your duties as a pastor? Folk can call you anything, but let them do and say what they want to about you. You know who you are. You are a child of the King. Do you know the call on your life as a child of the King? My God, come on down out of the tree. Come out of the tree, whatever has been holding you there. Come, 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 says the Lord, and let us agree to walk together and to run this race together and do what it is that I'm calling you to do on a daily basis together, the things that I have for you. Hi-ya-ya-ya-ya, glory. You can't get it up in the tree. You've got to come on down, Zacchaeus. I want to go home with you today. Not only do I want to go home with you today, I got to sup with you. I'm going to eat with you. Come on down, PK. I want to sit and eat and talk with you today. You've been eating and talking, but you didn't even realize that you were sitting on a limb eating, girl. You better come on down here. Let me walk around in your house. Oh, glory to God. Some of you have houses that I've never walked in because you've been up in the tree. Glory to God. Have mercy on us today. Forgive us, God. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us today. We repent. We repent and we turn around. And we are ready to do whatever you say. We surrender all to you, God. We lift our hands to you. And we say yes to you today. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. As we come to the end of this 10-day fast, let me run on. My time is gone. As we run to the end of this 10-day fast, somebody said, and he dropped in my spirit, what we do now, Dr. PK, what we do now. Ooh, I feel like I want to run on a few more days with the fast. If you feel in your spirit that God is calling, not your flesh, go in and sup with the Lord. Talk with him. How shall you walk with you? How shall you walk together unless you agree on this thing? sit and talk with him. You're at another place in hearing his voice as never before. Sit and say, Lord, should I take another few days in fasting, a few more days, how many more days? If he says, oh, yes, I want you to go 3 more days. I want you to go 5. I want you to go whatever. I want you to go to the end of the month, and this is how I want you to do it. It ain't about hearing Dr. PK now. It's about hearing God. It's about hearing God for yourself. It's about hearing God for yourself. I got to the end of a 40-day fast, and at the end of that 40-day fast, God says, I want you to go 10 more, 10 more. I said, 10 more days, God? That's 50 days, like God forgot how to add. I said, that's 50 more. That's 50 days, Lord. Good God of mercy. He said, yes, but I promise you I'm setting you up for something. Little did I know he was setting me up for 9/11 to deal with the soldiers and the family members. I'm here to tell you, God, that's the first time and only time I've done a 50-day fast, the only time he ever called me to one. And I said, God, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. But you all, it was absolutely powerful. Listen to God. This is your step now. Listening to God. Listening to God. Hearing his voice. Listening and hearing and obeying. Walking with him. Walking it out. Doing what he says. Because indeed, you are out of the tree. Your feet are on the ground. And you are ready to walk with God. Number three, and finally, just let me give you this one. I'm out of time. As you are walking with God, I'm telling you, as you are walking with God, let me listen to me really good. There will come things, there will come people, there will come situations that will say to you that you are absolutely crazy, and it looks like you are. Mm-hmm. Because God will have you doing things that's out of the ordinary. I want you to get ready to walk out that Isaiah 43:18 verse that says, behold, I am doing a brand new thing in you. Get ready for the brand new is what I'm telling you. Get ready for things that you've never seen nor done before. Get ready. Embrace them. Don't be saying, I ain't never done this like this before. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Because you are absolutely right. It's never been presented to you like this before. Because you are now walking with the one who knows all and bringing new things in your path to do. Hallelujah. Bless the, oh, Lord Jesus, I ain't never talked to this many people before. No, you haven't. But get ready. It's all right. God's got you. He's right there with you. As long as you know that I am with you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. We can do all things together. I want you to finally stand on the promises that I've made for you, said the Lord, because my promises will not break. Some of you are too afraid to look at my promises and the prophecies that I've given you over the last 10 years. For the rest of this quarter, I want you to go back, look in your journals at the promises that I made to you, at the prophecies that came forth for you, and I want you to walk them out. Walk them out the rest of this year. I will be coming back on talking to you more as we end this quarter. God knows we are all postured in a super fantastic place. Come on, Minister Brenda, and take us out of here. God bless you.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on out of that tree. Glory
come
to God. Thank
tree.
You. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much, Dr. PK. I tell you, that was phenomenal, and I'm expecting the greater. I really am. Hallelujah. And I will be asking you to close us out with a benediction shortly. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests and praise reports. Oh, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Yes, you have. Even before the mountains and the earth and the seas and everything was set in place, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. And we thank you, Father. First of all, we say forgive us for our unbelief. Forgive us, Lord God, for our shortcomings. And, Lord God, we thank you that you will lead and guide us into all truth. We thank you, Father, for healing those that are going through health challenges this morning, oh God. We call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We thank you in advance for what you're doing in their lives, in their bodies, over their minds. Thank you for the bereaved families, comforting them, Lord God, the Wells and Peters family, the James Jarrett family, the Bell family, Smith Mitchell family, the Lee family, Father God, thank you for comforting them like never before. In Jesus' name we say thank you. Hallelujah to your holy and righteous name. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in the Gather of the Eagles ministry, Father God, in the ordination service. Lord, we know your hand is going to be in it and around it in such a magnificent way. We give your name praises. We give your name glory. We give your name all the honor. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, share this message. Yes, share this message with somebody. The playback is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-pound. Coming up next is the New Morning Motivational Call, Testimonial Thursday with Manager D. Lee. That number is 712-770-4005. The pen is 294-617-pound. Thank you again, Dr. Vanessa, for allowing God to use you, ushering us before the presence of the Lord. And thank you again, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting everyone this morning and giving us that tag about the goodness of the Lord. Thank you again, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, for that profound, profound message on come on out of the tree. Let the Lord use you. God bless you. Would you come and close us out with the benediction?
Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Woo, glory. I am so ready to go forward to do whatever it is that God would have me to do today. Now, God, may your grace, your mercy, and your precious anointing rest, rule, and abide in my life as I am out of the tree, down on the ground, hand in yours, ready to walk, hallelujah, ready to walk it out. Walking to my destiny, ready to walk it out. So glad that you are with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And go out and live a super fantastic day. One day at a time. One day at a time. See you tomorrow.